Blog Talk Radio.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling and stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright. That alright, baby, baby.
There is only one for me. You have made that a possibility. We could take that step to see. If this is really gonna be, all you gotta do is say yes.
All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so.
Loving you has taken time, take time. But I always knew you could be mine. I recognize the butterflies inside me. Sense is gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say yes.
All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so.
Welcome, 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 peace and blessings, family. This is Vondria, your sexual wellness coach, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And it is such a pleasure and honor to be with you here on this beautiful Friday. And we got a special treat for you today. We're actually live in full effect. And so me and Z are here, and we are doing a live cooking show and demonstration. Yes, we are. Yay! Hold up. So, yes, we are here live at the Punani Kitchen. Yes, family, you heard me right. I said the Punani Kitchen, where it is sweet, juicy, and succulent all day long. And so today what we're going to be doing with the sisters, we're going to be building, we're going to be sharing, we're going to be cooking, we're going to be fellowshipping, and we're just going to be putting love and energy into what we are doing. So I just want to say, again, welcome. And this is Vondria, your sexual wellness coach, along with.
Yes, give it thanks.
And, you know, what we're talking about is getting our ass back up in the kitchen. But hold up. I didn't do the disclaimer. So first, family that is new to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, we start the show off doing our disclaimer. And with our disclaimer, we just let the family know that this is an adult show. We talk about adult things, and we say adult words. So if you have any young ones that are in an earshot, we just ask that you, you know, put them in an area where they can't hear all the grown folk conversation. But we just like to let you know that so you can make the best decision for your young ones. And then also, as I mentioned, Z and I, we are not medical professionals. We are not medical MDs. I am a sexual wellness coach, and Z is our love and sex enthusiast and soon-to-be author. And so because on the show we have a lot of information and content, and we make suggestions, and we speak on our research and our experience. So if there's anyone out there in the family that is undergoing any type of medical conditions or anything like that, we ask that you first be in contact with your primary care practitioner and physician, because we don't want to hear anything about you breaking your arm from swinging on the chandelier and blaming it on Z and I. So with that being said, again, we want to welcome you, family. Again, this is Vani, your sexual wellness coach on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition here every Friday evening at 7:30. And we are here in the Punani Kitchen. Yes. So,
and I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast, and we are grateful. I'm so grateful to be here because, you know, for me, this is an amazing experience. I love to see our sisters living their dream. You know, our beautiful sex goddess, Janine, always says, don't just dream your God-sized dream, live it. And for Vani, this is her living her dream. She's a foodie. She loves being in the kitchen. She loves talking about health and wellness, how to eat properly so that we can nourish our bodies and have good sexual wellness. And so that's one of the things that she's going to be talking about tonight, how to get it on in the kitchen. You know, we love to get it on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And so we're going to be talking about how to get it on in the kitchen. So this is just, you know, an amazing experience for all of us. Vani is just living her God-sized dream, and I can tell you, when we put up the pictures and the video, you're going to see how amazing it is that she does what she does. So I want to thank Vani so much and all of those that are here tonight to celebrate with her and be a part of this experience. I have my good friend Brooke, who drove down with me from Baltimore, and Vani's got some friends and neighbors here, and we get ready to cook it up. also tonight, after we get out eating in the kitchen, we're going to have Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. He's going to be doing the second part of the show tonight, and he's going to be talking about the seven pillars to self-love. And, of course, we know that nutrition is all about self-love. It's what we do. It's what we put in our mouths. It's what we digest. It's how we eat that shows how much we care about ourselves. So we're either going to be eating garbage food from some of these places, and you know who they are, and they ain't no names, or we're going to, as Bonnie says, get our ass back in the kitchen and cook up some stuff. And listen, family, for me, this is truly a biggie, because Bonnie knows I don't need no kitchen. I eat in it, I put my feet at the table, and I put my fork in my mouth. But now, so she's going to show me how to make it fun and exciting, not only me, but all those that are here tonight. And everything just looks amazing. She's got grapes and tomatoes and lime and what's that over there? Some spinach and broccoli, you know, carrots. So, woo! I'm just saying. So, definitely for me, I'm going to be learning something. We're all going to be learning and growing. Back to Harvey, he's going to be talking about the seven pillars to self-love. And so I'm not even going to go into all of it, but he's going to explain it all to you. And then we are also, and he's going to be talking about sexual expression. He's going to be talking about how to make things fun in the bedroom. And you got, let me tell you something, family. If you don't have good nutrition, you ain't going to be able to really get it all good in the bedroom, okay? You can't think you're standing in. You can't get in those positions. And we actually have some good nutrition in the body. You know, we want stuff to make it stand up, and we want stuff to keep it. I think we feel that.
I know that's right.
Bonnie, before I get too deep, I'm going to turn it back over to you, sis, and so you can get your thing out of your system.
Thank you. Thank you, beautiful. Thank you. So, you know, I just want to talk about what just has inspired me to do this. And I'm no stranger to the kitchen. And actually, my mother is in the kitchen with me as we speak. And she is one of my big inspirations with the Punani Kitchen, because I grew up in the kitchen. I grew up cooking. I definitely grew up eating good. And you know, I had the opportunity to do something like this. But a family that doesn't know, I'm in the community. I do workshops and demonstrations and food demonstrations that teach the importance of nutrition to pregnant women and to our youth and others throughout the community on how to eat, you know, eat to live, as Z said. You know, we can either put something in our mouth that's going to destroy us and destruct us, or we can put something in our mouth that's going to nurture us and nourish us and give us life. And that's what the Punani Kitchen is about. That's one of the aspects is, yes, it's named after Punani because we want to pay honor and big up our womb, our reproductive health. When, you know, we're talking about love, sex, and nutrition. And, of course, you know, we're talking about the Punani and the health state of our womb, of our Punani, and being comfortable with having these conversations with our loved ones and being honest with ourselves. So we bring it to the kitchen where we can come together as sisters and fellowship and talk and share about our experiences in the kitchen, our experiences with food. You know, it's not open to just, you know, talking about sex, but it's talking about relationship, about intimacy, and foods that we can bring into our lives that support that. And when I say support that, as Z said, you know, you can't be doing all this, is limited when your health is not at best. So, so again, we are in here live. The ladies, we got our fruits, we got our drinks and our music, and we are having a good time. Can everyone say hello to the family?
Hey.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And again, you know, and building up the community, I talked about, you know, getting our ass back in the kitchen. Yes, I'm talking about getting up and getting into the kitchen, going into the grocery store and selecting items that are plentiful, that are beautiful, that are vibrant, you know, not the things that are boxed. You know, we're eating things that are boxed and artificial. And, you know, and we're wondering why we're feeling a certain kind of way, because the things that we're putting in our body are not conducive to health, you know. So we don't want to be in that box, right? We want to be that vibrant, juicy, succulent watermelon. So we got some watermelon tonight, baby. And we want to be that big, bright, juicy grape. You know, we don't want to be a bag of Cheetos, because we are what we eat. Yeah, that's right. We don't want to be a bag of Doritos. I mean, they... So we are, again, this is Bonnie, your sexual wellness coach here on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, and we are here in the Punani Kitchen here in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, with the family, and we are just, you know, we're about to get into, you know, getting our hands into the ingredients and talking about the recipes. Oh, let me tell you about the recipes that we're going to have this evening. So we're going to have a spring berry salad with a fresh blueberry vinaigrette. Yes, we are going to be making this vinaigrette ourselves in the kitchen. And berries just are, you know, we talk about berries on the show, and I just want to say, you know, this is berry season, so we want to take advantage of the plentiful fruit that we see in the farmers market. So our blueberries and our strawberries, and you can even go out and pick these berries. I know there's quite a few farms that allow people to go on and pick these berries. So, you know, I invite you and I encourage you to do something like that with your loved ones. So we're going to be making a blueberry vinaigrette tonight. And, you know, I'm looking at these blueberries, and Z's over here taking a picture of yes, and I mean, oh yes, we got the seeds, we got the pumpkin seeds. How can I not have my pumpkin seeds? So we have our berries and our seeds. Our seeds are the ones that you know, that give us that protein that help us, you know, build up our body. And so we have that. And they, pumpkin seeds particularly, are high in zinc. They have a good amount of zinc in them. And zinc is very good for male reproduction as well as female reproduction. So we got some pumpkin seeds in here. I mean, Sam, we're going to be posting some pictures on our Facebook page, and I want to remind you that you can definitely connect with us on Love, Sex, and Nutrition on Facebook, or you can reach out to us on Instagram at love_sex_nutrition, and you will find information about actually our next upcoming Punani Kitchen, which will be in Baltimore, Maryland, which I am happy to say is going to be at the Grindhouse Juice Bar off of St. Paul Street, and that's going to be Sunday, June 26th. So we are going to be, you know, you're going to be seeing more of these workshops and these kitchens popping up in the DMV area. So again, you know, let me get back to this menu. So we got the berry vinaigrette, and then we're going to be making a watermelon salad. Yes, and that, my friend, oh, wow. I grew up in the South, and watermelon just does something to my soul. It's very nostalgic. It's very just refreshing. And, you know, the nutrients in the watermelon, that from the rind to, you know, the actual seeds, you know, they provide us with antioxidants that would combat in the body against free radicals. And when these free radicals, because oxygen is very, you know, we breathe in oxygen, and you know, we're doing it. That's one of the things that, you know, keeps us afloat, is our ability to breathe in oxygen, but it's unstable.
So what happens is that when it becomes unstable, you know, things can be off of balance and these cells start to deteriorate. And so when we eat vegetables and vegetables that are rich in antioxidants, they help with combating that. So these are some of the things and nuggets that we talk about in the Punani Kitchen. You know, it's just a space where we can, you know, talk about food, sex, love, and the whole nine. So, again, this is Vondri, a sexual wellness coach on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And we're going to go into a song. We're going to, as Ziana mentioned, we're going to have Harvey on the show this evening, and we are so excited to have him. I know you guys can hear the background. The ladies are here in the kitchen, and they are ready, and we are just going to have a good time tonight. So we're going to go into a song, and then when we get back in the commercial, I will be back, and then we will get into our next segment with Harvey talking about the seven sexual again, this is Bonnie, and this is Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
Thank you. break the cycle of mediocrity. Did you know that most people don't like waking up to an alarm clock every morning? How would you like to make a full-time income working part-time from home? The largest percent of people who make six-figure or more do it from a home-based business. You can design your own future with a company that is fun, fast, friendly, and rewarding. The Limu Company is new to the Baltimore area, looking for a few good men and women. If you are a leader and you're sick and tired of the Monday to Friday 9-to-5 grind, if you want to set your own schedule and pay, contact Gloria at 443-326-1943. That's 443-326-1943 or email gleach7@verizon.net. That's gleach7@verizon.net. I'll see you at the top.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we inspire awareness, manifesting, motivating, and educating every day. On Sundays, it's Make Me Feel It Radio with Stacey Ferguson. This show is starting a movement as it seeks to inspire people to grow and change the world through personal and financial development. On Mondays is Totally Whole with Pastor Cook and Dr. Maxine. This show addresses issues related to spirituality and mental health. On Tuesdays, it's Money Matters with Chastity A. Wells. This show will help you get your money right and your financial house in order. On Wednesdays, it's the RN Perspective with our own RN, Stacey Lamore. Change the way you think about health by understanding the connection you have with all things and how your habits affect your health. Learn to heal holistically. On Thursdays, it's 4 weeks, four different shows. 5 weeks, five different shows. The first Thursday of the month is Total Empowerment, where beauty and strength is enhanced inside and out with Angela Hardy. The second Thursday of the month is One Love, One Connection, One Us. Turn your relationship into a spiritual union with Reverend Arlene Kahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. The third Thursday of the month is the Sacred Masculine Show with Reverend Jermell Gilliam, a show for spiritual brothers and the women who love them. The fourth Thursday of the month is the Inner Consciousness with Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. This show explores the inner world of our mind and gives advice on spiritual growth and self-healing. The fifth Thursday of the month is Healing Paradigms with Reverend Arlene Kahet, healing the mind, body, and spirit through changing viewpoints. On Fridays, it's Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. It's sexual health and fitness like you've never heard it before with Vondria Walters and Zakiya Lana. The Family Healing Circle on Blog Talk Radio, 7 to 9 p.m. every day. And now you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Family Healing Circle Media. Family Healing Circle, healing the mind, body, and soul.
Hello, 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 peace and blessings, family. Welcome back to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. This is Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with
Z in the house.
All right. We want to welcome you back to the Panani Kitchen. Yay!
I don't put the applause on there.
I get ready to get our eat on, and Bonnie's going to be giving us some cooking directions for those of us who don't cook. But it's all about health and wellness and sexual health and wellness. So we'll be
letting
you know more about what we do in the kitchen tonight.
Yes, and you know, it's also about Wesley getting that ass back in the kitchen, right?
Absolutely, girl. You know, I can't even get mine back in the kitchen because I got to just get in the kitchen. And then you go get back in the kitchen for me because I don't do too much of that. But I will be learning tonight how to put together some amazing, healthy, vivacious meals. So, okay, watch out.
Yes. So, fam, we're gonna invite our guest Harvey in to talk tonight about the seven pillars of self love. Wow.
Absolutely. You know, it's nothing more important than self-love. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. And you can't even attract into your life anyone that's going to love and bring that own love. So it's all about self-love. And we're so grateful to have Reverend Tommy L. Bailey tonight. She's going to be taking over the rest of the show because we're going to be in the kitchen. And so, Harvey, are you here?
Hold on one moment, Z.
Okay.
We are.
I think we have to maybe pull Harvey in. Oh, that's a really good one, Harvey. Do you have your hand raised, Harvey? Interesting. Okay, so giving thanks after the Harvey number. So while we are waiting to bring Harvey in, giving thanks right now, what can I say? We're in the kitchen cooking, so we may not have everything on point, but we know that all is in divine order. So I'm not sure what number Harvey's calling in from.
We have a 9 or 7.
No, Harvey is Thank you, God. What is called that?
Nakia?
I'm here. What number are you calling from? Harvey, are you here?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine, fine, fine. You know,
and I was feeling that music.
You were feeling that music?
Oh, yeah.
And this is trying to set you up so you would be in the mood.
I'm in the mood now.
The 7 pillars of self-love while we get our cook in the kitchen. And so, Harvey, we're going to just hold over to you, and I know you're going to bless the audience tonight. So, Reverend Harvey
L.
Bailey, everybody.
Thank you, thank you. And I would like to put my disclaimer out. I am not a sexual wellness coach, as is Bonnie. I am more a sex enthusiast, as is
all
V.
Right.
But I am also a relationship coach, and I work with couples. So sex is a very big part of what I do. And I say that because though I'm going to go through the 7 pillars of self-love, because I am in the Punani kitchen with these lovely ladies, and this is Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, we're going to focus more on the sexual self-expression. But before I do that, I want to make sure that you understand that there are 7 pillars of self-love, and this is like the special forces training of self-love. It's not for everybody, and it's not something that you finish. It is a lifestyle change. So it is a whole shift in your paradigm. You know, once you take this on, it is a part of your spiritual practice. It is something that you should do on a regular basis. It's not a program for 90 days and then you're through. Because it's very intense and it's always changing. And it's really about understanding what mystics and enlightened masters say, that all of life is synergistic energy exchange, SEX. And if you are moving, flow in from and to in the right rhythm, always going to find life to be orgasmically wonderful. So when we talk about the seven pillars, we start with basic life experiences. What are basic life experiences? Well, career is at the top of the list. What do you want to do? And it's never too late to do what you want to do. If you don't know what you want to do, that's the first step, finding out what you want to do. Then creating a plan to get from where you are to doing what you want to do. But as far as career goes, you have a specific purpose, a specific reason, a raison d'etre, reason for being here. You should be moving towards that if you're not already doing that. That's career. The next is money. And it's not about how much you want to make, though that is a part of it. You know, consider what you need, what you want, what you would like to make, what would make you comfortable, what would make you happy. And also think about career. Do your career allow you to make that kind of money? If not, what else are you willing to do to supplement the money you'd make from your career? What are the skills or talents that you have? But more important than how much money, and I think it's very important to know how much money you want to make and to have a goal to work towards that, but more important than that is to know the basics of how to handle your money. Now, you don't need to be a financial planner, but you do need to know the basics. And the basics is simple. Create a budget. Know how much of your money comes in and how much of your money goes out. Have a plan to get debt free. Eliminate all of your debt. Create an emergency fund of about 12 months worth of income. Be properly insured. Have the right amount of insurance. Have the proper insurance. Have investments. Leave that to the professionals, but know enough about what they're talking about so that it doesn't go over your head and you feel comfortable with putting your money in their investments. You've got to at least know the basics. Many of people have gone through millions of dollars and ended up broke. Some have even ended up homeless. Why? Because they did not know the basics. They didn't know how much was coming in and how much was going out and where it was going. You've got to always understand that amount. Next is health. And I think the ladies did a wonderful job talking about the kind of foods that you can eat. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about those things when I get to sex. But health is very important. And often when we talk about health or we hear somebody talking about health, you know, you're talking about food and exercise. But that's physical health. Health is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. What programs do you have in place to help you stay sharp mentally, to keep your mind on top of things, to not get bogged down? What about emotional? How do you deal with stress? How do you deal with life in general? What is your paradigm of life? What do you believe about life? How do you release stress? How do you stay happy about life? What are you doing about your emotional health? Spiritual health. Spiritual health can be going to church, but it doesn't necessarily have to be going to church. It's what do you do to uplift your spirit? Do you sing? Do you chant? Do you dance? What do you do to uplift your spirit? What practices do you have for your spiritual health? That is the first pillar, basic life experiences. The second pillar, and I'm only going to touch this because we're going to come back to it, is sexual self experience. You've got to know yourself as a sexual being. The biggest thing to understand here is that this is an ever evolving growth experience. Ever-evolving growth experience. You should never get bored with learning about yourself or your mate sexually. You're only limited by your imagination. When you run out of things, it's because your imagination has ran out of ways to keep it fresh, to make it exciting. There's always something else you can come up with. But it's about knowing you. You see, a lot of people have wrong ideas about sex, or we picked up stuff from our family or friends or other well-meaning people that sex is dirty, it's nasty, it's something that two consenting adults do behind closed doors, you know, and you should only do it one way. It's more than that. You know, sex can be used for so many different purposes. You know, you can use sex, a quickie, just to get release some stress. You can use sex to get in shape. Yes, you can do sexual exercises. You can use sex to connect with your partner. You know, I do a lot of work with couples, and what I've learned and recently learned is that the longer a couple stays together, they tend to say the sex gets better. Well, because all that BS that you young folks out here doing, all this power struggling and arguing and can't seem to get it right, you know, he get on my nerves, she get on my nerves, they've gotten past that. They worked out all that petty immaturity stuff, and they moved on. So when they have sex, they make a true connection. A true connection that's not behind some hidden agenda. You know, I'm going to do this so that I can get that. Or I'm going to tear that you-know-what up tonight, and then I'm going to act a fool next week. All that childish stuff, because that's all it really is. And so it's really about coming to know yourself sexually. The next step, though, the third pillar of self-love is expressing yourself with esteem and confidence. And believe it or not, each of these are built upon the next one, built upon the one below it. So if we look back at the first pillar, and we're talking about career, money, health, and I missed one at that level, it's basic relationship skills. It's just basically being able to relate to other people. But if you are working on those, you'll find that when you get to confidence, you're already more confident. You feel it growing. If you're experiencing yourself sexually, if you're coming to know who you are as a sexual being, what you like, what you want, having an idea of what kind of mate you must have because, well, your sex level is this high. You like to do it 6-7 times a week. You don't want to get with this fine woman who likes to do it once a week or maybe once a month because that's just not going to work. You're not evenly yoked. No matter how fine she is, no matter how good the conversation is, no matter how good the sex is, you're going to want it more times than she is, and that's going to be a problem. But you don't know that if you don't know yourself sexually. But learning all those things help you to be more confident. But also, in the confidence stage, we look at all your achievements, all of your achievements. And some of your achievements, you probably just write off. Don't think of it as a big thing, like the fact that you can talk or walk. You don't think that's an achievement? There are people who can do neither, talk nor walk, and they're not babies. They're adults. Just like being able to read. Not all adults can read. So you count your blessings, but you also look at things that you've achieved. If you've lived X number of years, there's people who haven't made it. When I was a kid, my mother used to always say, there's always someone doing worse than you. So there's an achievement there. So it's not just the awards or certificates that you receive, but you count those as well. You look at everything that you've accomplished, everything that you've done, and everything that you're doing in your life. And as you focus on that, it helps to build your self-esteem. It helps to build your confidence. And so then we move to the fourth pillar of self-love, which is just that, expressions of love. At this stage, you send love out to yourself. There are several different self-love techniques that I teach. One of my favorite ones is looking at my body completely naked and admiring it from toe all the way up to head. No judgments. You know, and a lot of times we judge ourselves. We don't like this or that, or our hips are too big, or, you know, our belly's too big, or this or that. We are placing these judgments out there. We are standing in the way of loving ourselves because we are the problem. We're placing this judgment. When you get naked and you look at yourself and you admire you for who you are, from toe on up to head, and you can look in the mirror and say, I love you, and state your name, you're moving closer to really, really experiencing true self-love for yourself, because you can't do it until you accept you for exactly who you are in any given moment. And we are all always changing. No one is the same today as they were 5 years ago. You're not meant to be. You're not supposed to be. All things change. So we learn how we express love. We learn to express more love to ourselves. We learn to make ourselves important in our lives. We learn how to adore who we are, the skin that we're in, and the thought patterns that we have. Everything that makes us who and what we are. And so as we move to the fifth pillar is creative expression. What are your God-given talents? What talents did you come into this world with? What are you good at? What is it that you have that you bring to the world that maybe somebody else can do the same thing but not the way you do it? What are those God-given talents that you have? Are you cultivating them? Are you using them for good? Are you using them to better the world? Are you using them to help other people? Are you using them to help yourself? Do you even know what your talents are? Are you a great artist? Are you an orator? You know, are you an athlete? Yes, because that is actually a talent. Can you sing? Do you write? Whatever you do, find out. You know, don't bury your talent for safety, hoping that you'll need it someday later in the future. Use it. Use it. Learn how using it can bring other talents to you. Learn how using it can put you in the right place at the right time. Cultivate it. Use it to help other people. Use it to help yourself. Find out what it is first. The sixth pillar is vision. What is your vision? Now, at the first pillar, we talked about what is it career-wise you want to do. We also talked about money. We talked about relationships. So here at six, we're talking about vision. What is your vision for your life? A lot of people saw The Secret, the movie The Secret, or read the book The Secret, or heard about it on Oprah. In there, they did a vision board. At this level, you discover what your vision is for your life. And yes, you should create a vision board. I don't do a board myself. I have a vision book, but I look through the book on a regular basis so that I can keep my eyes on the prize. You see, you need to be focused on what is real. What is real is that which you want most. What are you doing? Everything from pillar number one on up to pillar number six helps you with pillar number seven, which is the vision, because it's all working towards taking you in that single direction. But you have to know what that direction is. What is your vision for your life? And then pillar number seven, the cream of the crop. You can't get anything done without pillar number seven. Pillar number seven of self-love is you've got to have a relationship with Source and Self. You've got to have a relationship with Source and Self. And you don't have to be a religious person. You don't even have to believe in God. But even at that, most people who don't believe in God do believe in something. Have a relationship with Source and have a relationship with Self. When you have problems and you want to call your mom or your dad or your best friend or even talk to your partner, talk to yourself first. Find out what kind of advice you would give you. Come to know you by by actually communicating with you on a regular basis. Talk to you about decisions that you want to make. You'll be surprised at the answer you'll start giving yourself when you become comfortable with it. Because in the beginning, it's not comfortable. But the more you do it, you'll be like, wow. And if you're one of those people who have people always come to them and ask them things, when you start asking yourself things, you'll find out why they come to you and ask you things. Because you're really good at giving advice. Now give that advice to yourself and take it. Don't just give it. Take it. Also, if you do this, you'll find that people start to come to you and ask for your advice. Why? Because you've developed a trust in yourself and you know how to give good advice. Why? Because you talk things out with yourself. You've worked it out. You've created a bond with you. And to talk about source, what more can we say there? Prayer. Prayer is talking to the source, to the Almighty. So these are the seven pillars. But in the little bit of time I have left, I want to go down to pillar number two and talk about sex. And I want to approach sex first from the standpoint that when you come to know yourself, for men, you got to be careful with what you're eating. Fast food is not your friend. It means you no good. You got to get into Vonnie's Punani kitchen, and you've got to get some watermelon in you. You got to get some asparagus in you. You got to get those pistachios in you. You got to get zinc in your body. You've got to have certain nutrients, certain vitamins in your body so that your member worked the way it was intended. Because, see, in a lot of the foods out there today, there are certain chemicals that is put in there that is working against your body. It is not by accident that Big Pharmaceutical is doing so well on ED pills. That's not by accident. There's a lot of stuff that's out there that we are ingesting into our body that mixed with a much slower lifestyle now, you know. Very few of us is doing a whole lot of manual labor. We're not building cars by hands. Computers are doing it. Even in construction, there's a lot of computer work done that cuts down on a lot of manual labor. So we're not getting the workout like we used to in our regular day. We're not as active as we used to be. And then with poor diet and with food that is grown in bad soil, our body is not getting what it needs. And what happened? We go limp. And we don't want to go limp. We want to get rock hard. We want to be able to tear stuff up. So you've got to eat the right kind of foods. You got to kick aside all that fast food and all that greasy stuff. It's not doing you any good. And if you're on medications for high blood pressure or diabetes or any of the other stuff, hardening of the arteries and all these other things that affect you, there are people out there who can help you with getting off of those, with a holistic lifestyle, with a healthier diet, with proper exercise. To have good sex, you need to exercise. There are even sexercise. And I talked earlier about you can use sex for exercise. You can do push-ups and have sex. You can have sex with your woman while she's in the child pose. That's a yoga pose, in case you don't know. And then into the downward facing dog and several other poses. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get your workout and have sex. You can do it with strong thrust by laying on the floor and letting her sit on top of you and pushing up. And she can do the same thing. You know, so you want to take care of yourself so that you can have a better sex life. And women, it's the same thing. And for men, I say one of the things you can start doing right now if you're listening is start working your PC muscle. And how to find that PC muscle? It's the muscle you use when you got to pee but you're holding it in. You just squeeze it. And just keep squeezing it repeatedly. Do flutters and then hold it for like 30 seconds release. Hold it for 30 seconds release and keep doing that. Women, work the Kegel muscles. Women, get over a lot of your issues around sex. Let it go. If the man loves you, he doesn't care if you've got extra weight on you. He loves you. If the man loves you, he's going to take care of you. Let him take care of you. If you let him take care of you, trust me, you'll be a whole lot happier than fighting him. Give in sometimes. Sometimes a good fight is good for sex. Communication is the biggest part. Sex begins with the communication. It's not just about the humping and jumping around. It's about how we communicate. One of the things that I talk with couples about is delayed gratification sex. Delayed gratification sex work kind of like this. You go as many days as you can teasing your partner, writing love letters or sending texts, as it would be today, sexual texts, maybe even sending pictures of your body parts to them. You know, when you come home, be all lovey-dovey. Touch them, feel them, smell the essence of them, kiss them, lick on the back of the neck, touch, but do not actually have intercourse. And do this for as many days as you can without actually having intercourse until it just builds up so much that you just can't take it anymore. You have no choice but to get up in it. You'll be surprised at how great that sex was because you kept putting it off and you just kept teasing and teasing. And then to really make it good, try it again and see if you can go longer and longer. Keep seeing how long you can actually go without it. So there's as I mentioned earlier, there's no limit to the things that you can do sexually. And as we come into the end of the show, I'm going to go ahead and bring Z and Vonnie back in. Ladies? Okay. Maybe they can't hear me.
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
There I go. I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know.
What's good? I'm just trying
to... We came to the end of the show, so I turned it back over to you, ladies.
Oh, okay.
Sound like y'all having a real good time up in there.
Yeah, we are.
Well, that's good. Bonnie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm Z. I can't hear you. No, I'm sitting here right in front of Z, and I'm
sorry. That's okay. Y'all want me to keep going? I figured it was, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all don't care, right?
No.
Y'all just having a good time over there. Like,
we
okay,
are. Yes, we are having a good time over here. It is, the ladies are here. They came out. They showed up to represent. And, we all are aligned with the work that we need to do. And it's a beautiful thing. It really is. So we're going to be, you're going to see more of the Punani Kitchens coming.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be in the area.
Well, that's good. It sounds like it's a big success.
Yes, indeed. Hold on. See? Z, I can't hear you, honey.
Okay.
Now I can hear. No, we can't hear you, Z. Okay. Hold on. Hold on, Z, back in. All right.
Okay.
Excuse us, ma'am. We are just. Okay. All right, Z, you there, honey? Hello?
No.
I don't think the key is on yet.
Yes, she's on. She's mute.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, I can hear you.
Oh, honey, I was saying because you started talking about God and how important our spiritual connection is. Being one to one and knowing that we are one to God, we can have God. And then,
I can't hear Zakiya at all.
Okay. So it absolutely looks like it's time for me to release the call. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the call.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hold on, y'all.
Because I'm really losing you. I got you saying we have technical difficulties.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Ronnie, I think I'm going to have to turn it over to you because I'm having technical difficulties with my phone. Honey, we love you so much, you.
You're welcome. You ladies have a good evening.
All right, you too, Harvey. Thank you so much. And family, we want to thank you for joining us this evening with our special guest. And Harvey, can you just let the family know how they can reach out to you and get in touch with you?
Sure. You can reach me at 443-388-0356, or you can go to One Love, One Connection, One Us, that is www.onelove1connectiononeus.com. Or this coming Sunday, if you're in the Baltimore area, it is at Sandy's Raw Food Juice Bar, and it's on Rogers Avenue. The actual address is at 3602 West Rogers Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, from 1 to 4 p.m., myself and my partner Arlene Cahet, along with international speaker and woman's coach, it is May Vu. She's going to be coming to town, and we are doing a workshop with her. It is a free event, so come on out. You'll have a lot of wonderful content there. May is also doing book signing while she's there. She's doing a book signing tour of her new book, The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating, How to Be Loved, Adored, and Cherished. So it is an event for women, but bring your man because I don't want to be the only guy in the house.
All right, Harvey. Well, we want to thank you again. And family, again, you know, we invite you to come out and support Harvey and to be there at his event. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. And again, thank you, Harvey, for being on the show tonight. So, fam, again, this is Bonnie and Z, and we're in the Punani Kitchen, and we are just, oh, man, I don't know if you guys can hear all the background here, but we're in here, we're having a good time, and we're live, and we're getting our dishes, we're making our blueberry vinaigrette dressing. We're about to get started with that. And I just wanted to also just let the fam know that we do have another Punani Kitchen coming to you in the Baltimore area, and that's going to be Sunday, June 26th. Again, that is Sunday, June 26th. And the workshop is going to be from 11 to 1 p.m. in Baltimore, Maryland at Grindhouse Juice Bar. Again, that is Grindhouse Juice Bar, and that is at 2431 St. Paul Street, Baltimore, Maryland. Again, that is Grindhouse Juice Bar, 2431 St. Paul Street. And, I mean, they have amazing food and amazing juice there, too. So even if you're not able to check me out, you know, I invite you, the fam, to, you know, to get juicy and check out Grindhouse. And, again, I will be there June 26th.
And you can get this information on our Facebook page at Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And family, we just invite you to just reach out to us and say hello. And I want to give a special shout out to one of my friends out there, Arsenio. If you are listening, love, I want to say hello and thank you so much for the message today. It was so near and dear, and I needed to hear that. And so we're going to go out this evening, and we're going to go out with some Sposey. Before we close it up, do you have anything that you want to say, love? All right.
Well,
I'll see
you
in the
are
kitchen.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, honey.
Okay, good. So I just, again, want to say thank you, Harvey. We appreciate you so much. And family, I just want you to know I'm just so proud of Harvey because she has taken the first step to living one of her God-sized dreams. I know she has many, but one of the things that she really has a passion for is bringing good health and nutrition back to our communities, back to our homes, back to our families, to our children. And she's making it fun to get together, to gather together a group of women to say, let us get back in the kitchen. Let's do it together. Let's have some fun. Let's eat, make preparing our food fun and getting back to nutrition. So she is so blessed to have all these beautiful sisters here. I'm grateful to be a part of it. And so, Bonnie, kudos to you. Keep doing what you're doing, girl. We love you so much. And
thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
you know what?
God
bless you. And, I mean, I couldn't have wished for a better sis to be doing this with. I really love and appreciate you. And, I mean, you know it, Z. I do. I just want to, you know, just let you know that I do this. Because I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition if it wasn't for my lovely Z-Lana. So, Z, I actually see that we have, I know we're going to wrap up, but we have a caller, and we just going to bring the caller in real quick. And this is caller with a 917-445. We want to welcome you to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Jackie from La Plata. Peace and blessings to my goddesses. Oh,
woo!
My God.
Peace and blessings, Jackie.
I am so close to y'all, but yet I am so far away. Y'all in Upper Marlboro, I feel y'all energy. Oh, I wish I was in y'all presence in the Punani kitchen.
<Ooh. laughs> You are here,
you are
here and
spirit,
girl.
Oh, my God, yes. It sounds so delightful. Bonnie, you're giving me a reason to, I might want to come in the kitchen again, you know. Get your ass in that kitchen. I like that. Oh, I pray that, your endeavor is much success in all that you do, and just sending you love and light in all that you do. And I just want to thank y'all for bringing us so much great information and how we can be at our highest with our love, sex, and nutrition. So thank you so very much, and I love you all. Namaste.
Oh, we love you too.
Oh,
thank
you,
Jackie,
too,
so
Jackie,
much.
My Jackie. Woo! This is my traveling buddy, girl. And I just want to put it out there because I'm saying, you know, they say ask for what you want. So Vonnie and I have been talking about putting together some retreats. So we just going to go ahead and put it out there right now. We're going to be cooking up some stuff. Cooking up some retreats so we can go traveling together. So Jackie gets us all ready, and then Vonnie's gonna be putting some food stuff together while we're on our retreat. So Amy, tell us what's coming up next. God has a plan for us. I'm telling you.
All
so
right.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you for being with us all.
Yes,
thank you.
And thank you, family, again, because as Z and I often say, you could have been anywhere and you could have been doing anything this evening, but you chose to spend it with us, and we are so honored and privileged that you chose to do so. So we want to wish you a wonderful and amazing weekend, and we're going to see you next week on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And again, this is Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with
I am V, your love and sex enthusiast. We love you so much.
One love, family. We're going to go out with my girl, Jill Scott, with Crown Royal Peace.
Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I catch that breath, give it right back to you. You're in so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brakes, arch my back high for you. Your diesel engine, I'm squirting that oil. Down on the floor till my speakers start to boil. I flip shish, quick slip, hips dip, and I'm twisted. And your hands and your lips and your tongue trick. And you're so thick, and you're so thick, and you're so crown royal on ice. Crown royal on ice. Crown royal on ice. Crown royal on ice. Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. Catch that breath, give it right back, give it right back.
Peace and blessings, family. We will see you next week. Bye.